You're listening to BHT Radio with Rupert Bell.
This is BHT Radio on 87.7M. I am Rupert Bell as we look back at a record-breaking Defender Burley Horse Trials.
Right, now, this is the chance for a record-breaking moment for two. Lordship's Graffalo. Clear round.
Roz going down to that number two to show Walter the fence.
And if the horse goes clear or just picks up maybe a couple of time faults, this horse will produce a record-breaking win in terms of score here at Burley. The team gold medalist, Roz, now on 22.0.
Roz has taken this course in big time. I've seen her walking at least three times.
So here we go. The final round at this year's Defender Burley Horse Trials. It's Roz Canter and jumps the first. She's got one fence in hand, coming to that Lion Bridge fence and pops that well enough. One or two people just exhaling and feeling the tension.
She's going to have to keep moving a little bit. She was tight, but she just needs to keep the momentum going.
Coming now down to the Rolex Grand Slam. Pops that.
Boy.
He's not the most exuberant jumper, but he always wants to clear the poles.
Here we come now to the lottery fence. Just a moment, seem to stand off that a bit. Now to the fence six.
Rupert's holding his breath a little bit right now.
She's going to have to be careful in this combination.
Right. Now, that's the big line coming up now. Fence eight, heading towards the first part. Pops that. Now to the second. Rattles it, but it stays intact. Through the third part now, taking the five strides down to nine. She's still clear.
Just this last line to jump. She's come quite tight.
She's come quite wide.
She's probably thinking that she's got time in hand, but she has to remain clear. Jumps 10. Now it's three fences to go. Coming now to the double through the first part. She's going to win, but is she going to win with a record score? Because she's coming to the final fence, and she is going to. That is a bit of Burley history, because it's the lowest ever winning score. Yesterday's round in the cross country was one of the best rounds you'll ever see. But now Lordship's Graffalo backs up his team gold. He now wins at Burley. And Roz Canter's rolling honour just gets bigger and bigger. A world champion, European champion. She's a badminton champion. She's a Burley champion now with Lordship's Graffalo, a horse of a lifetime. He made it look so easy. And Roz Canter, her golden year continues. And what a magical moment in glorious sunshine. Roz Canter is this year's Defender Burley Horse Trials champion.
So in the mix zone, we've just had the prize giving. Roz was very kindly come back to see us here. Roz, just sort of, you know, it was a textbook performance from start to finish, but try and sum it up.
Just amazing, really. I think I've just had a text message from my two best friends from Pony Club Days saying, I can't believe you just won the event that we came to every year together as children. And that sums it up, really. You know, it's something that we've worked on for years, and I wasn't sure I'd ever tick the Burley box. You know, the last few performances, they've been all right, but not quite made it. So just turns out you need a horse like Walter, don't you?
If you're going to tick it, he's the horse. I mean, look, he's given you badminton, a Burley, Europeans, Team Gold. I mean, he's just an incredible thing, isn't he?
Absolutely. Unreal. What a machine. Yeah.
So you have a much-deserved holiday now?
Absolutely, yeah. I think we've all had enough of him as well. He's a bit of a handful on the floor sometimes, a bit of a pain. Quite an attention seeker, so yeah, I think a bit of time in the field for Walton, a bit of a rest for us, and we'll come back together over Christmas maybe.
Well done, Roz. Congratulations, well done.
Thank you.
Magical moment for Lordship's Graffalo and Roz Canter to win this year's Defender Burley Horse Trials. And enjoying that moment alongside me was Simon Grieve and Willa Newton. We'll obviously be talking about some of the other stories, but she has dominated this event like no other. That record-breaking winning score. Just some time faults in that show jumping, but she knew she had a bit of a cushion. Okay, she didn't need a fence down, but, you know, more than a fence down, but all in all, fantastic.
She's been the hero of the week, hasn't she? You know, she's led from start to finish, although leading the dressage on her other horse, but she was second on the other one. So, I mean, just the most incredible performance. And she's just so cool and like she's just the coolest person under pressure, and it really paid off today.
Well, watching that show jumping around, no panicking basically, just get on with the job. Wasn't the need to be reckless at any stage. There was no pressure on her trying to force the time. It was just a partnership, knowing what they had to do.
Exactly. Roz is such a professional and she knew exactly what she had to do. We saw her walking the course several times, but she had a plan and she stuck to her system and just delivered the result.
Now, we must, though, reflect on that cross-country round. Won the award from Yogi Breisner for the round of the day, but it might be the round of ever, wasn't it? And look, we've seen some great rounds here, that make no mistake, but the way she did it, it looked like, I mean, she was mentally breaking sweat. I'm sure she probably might have been, but it was poetry in equine motion.
Yeah, I mean, she was basically perfect the entire way. They both just looked so in tune with each other. And as Will has just said, she has got this incredible system that she uses, and it all comes to fruition at this point, you know, because she's done all the work at home, all the training's been put in, and she's making use of it now.
What did you think of it watching on as we see her sort of float round the park?
Oh, just incredible. You know, she was just in a league of her own, and she knew what she had to do, and she did it in such true style with just 1 second under the time.
So, thinking about that, probably a bit harsh on the rest, but they all seemed, a lot of people beforehand, in what we were thinking was one of the strongest fields ever, with all the quality of riders and horses. But to actually, probably to use a golfing analogy, it was a bit like Tiger Woods turning up when he was in his pomp and just world-class people, but actually just being blown aside. In a way, feels a bit like that this week, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, it does. Roz is really, she's at the top of her game right now, and she is flying high. She's doing so well. I mean, to say that you've won the Olympics and Burley on the same horse in the same year, I mean, I don't think anyone could ever say that.
I think that's the extraordinary thing, because, OK, the way the sort of dice in time fell, but you wouldn't normally, because world championships tend to be fairly near in terms of time in the calendar to Burley, but the Olympics 4 weeks, still it's asking a lot, yet the horse probably just thought Versailles was a warm-up.
Definitely. I spoke to a girl that worked for Roz at home, and she said, I hope she does something with Walter, because he has come out of the Olympics so fresh, and it just shows what an athlete he is, and just an incredible performance that he can operate at an Olympics and then also come and do the same here at Burley on such difficult terrain. It just shows what a true professional the horse is.
Well, the horse will now, as we heard talking to Ben, we'll go and have a little bit of a holiday. But I tell you what, let's hear from Tim Price now, because he's finished in second on 29.5. And I think the most important thing is he got the real tune out of Vitali, the frustrating show jumper. But today was nearly foot perfect, just with four faults. And I spoke to him after he finished second. I know, Tim, we've all been going on about Vitali, but for goodness sake, finally, let's just say that was a happy moment.
I can't tell you how happy I am about that. That was, I know he's a good horse. He actually jumps a lot of good rounds, but I've never produced it at a important occasion such as a badminton or Burley. So that was great. I couldn't be more pleased. The owner's been so understanding and supportive and encouraging and all those things that's just kept me pushing. And then it happened today, you know, and I think it wasn't just a fluke. I know what I've done different, and I believe in the system, and I think something we can do it again, because it's just, he's such a good horse.
Can I say, your compatriot Andrew Nicholson said, sometimes the luck will go for you.
Yeah, yeah.
But this didn't feel like a lucky round. This like a good round.
It wasn't. Let's say he's not the world's best jumper. He's not allergic to rails and things like that. But so he might have, I think he's the type of horse that you might see have one down or go clear. That's what I'd like him to be. That's where I would like him to be in the future. But not having four or five down and things like that. But so I'm really pleased with him. He's pulled up very well, and he's not an old horse yet, so he's got a lot to come.
So for you, though, I mean, when you look at Roz and put her achievements into context, because that's a record-winning performance. However, what you did, yeah, you actually say, OK, I'm going to accept being second to that.
Absolutely. That horse and her together are just you know, we won't see many of those in a decade. You know, he's such a horse, and to be close to him is good. And I know that the good feeling with this result for me is that it wasn't lost in the show jumping. It was, I needed to be a little bit better in all three phases to beat her, and perhaps that's something I'll be able to achieve one day, to beat a horse like that. But it wasn't lost in the show jumping.
Got a nice one there in the wings, though. Viscount Victor, you must be quite pleased with how that went. Show jumping and dressage really good, but you know that the cross country was a work in progress.
Yeah, I mean, he jumps the height and dimensions with ease. He can gallop all day long. He just needs to get a little bit more technically minded, and nothing develops a horse like Burley. He was ready for this, and I'm very pleased to have had him here, and he's come through out the other side with a whole lot of very valuable experience, so he's an exciting horse for sure.
Are you racking up the air miles for the rest of the year?
Yeah, I'm away every week for the next five or six, I think, off to Maryland and as part of that. And yeah, so no, anyway.
It's been a pleasure watching Victali finally come good for you, and because we all wishing you well. Tim, lovely to see you.
Thank you.
Tim Price talking about Victali, and Simon and Willa around. We were pleased for that because we had all the focus, but actually four faults, 29.5, second place, you know, that will... is thoroughly justified.
I'm so pleased for Tim. He is such a horseman, and to go from, you know, at Babington he lost the title in the show jumping, here last year the same thing happened, and then he's obviously gone away, worked on it, on his system with the horse. He said that at Babington he tried really hard, and he tried a bit too hard, and he tried to ride a normal round today, and he did a fantastic job.
14-year-old, so there's still time.
Definitely still time. Tim was saying, you know, he still thinks there's a lot more to come with the horse, so you never know. I think he's not too far away from actually taking the victory.
Well, and I know that it would be much appreciated when you've got Ross Cantor around. It's always going to be hard, as I say, the sort of Tiger Woods effect. It's like when Michael Jung was dominating with La Bierce Tech Sam. You all thought, well, we need him to have a bad day with that horse, and it's almost it's the same. But still, Victali had a great day, had a great week, finishing in 29.5 with a sub 30 score. That is pretty good by any standards. But finishing in third and fourth was Harry Mead. First with Cavalier Crystal, who finishing third again with 31.3. She jumped clear, actually double clear. Clear inside the time in the dressage. And it's the second time that Harry's achieved that feat. He did it first time in 2007. So it's a rarity, but amazing that Cavalier Crystal did it. Finishing on her dressage score of 31.3. And then in fourth spot, Harry was with Animal Valiner. Just had four faults in the jumping, having started on 27.8 and finishes on 31.8. And just for good measure, he had a horse who finished in 12th, Superstition, on 42.9. Just again, jumping clear inside the time in the show jumping. Let's now hear from Harry as he reflects on a wonderful week for his team of horses. Well, Harry, I could see the sense of frustration when you had that fence down with Animal, but overall, if you can't say you didn't enjoy this week, then you, I don't know what you're made of.
No, it was wonderful. I mean, I was thrilled with them in the first phase, thrilled them. I mean, they were absolutely amazing cross country, all fast and clear, and you know, two of them were the two fastest of the day, and then... You know, to go in, there weren't, you know, there'd hardly been any clears inside the time of the show jumping, and my first horse jumping out of order did that. Second horse jumping out of order did that, and I wanted to do it on my third horse as well. I just rolled a pole, and I was delighted with that. You know, over the moon. It didn't cost me the win, and that's sort of, you know, it makes it easier. I dropped from. Second, fourth, and 12th to third, fourth, and 12th, and that's totally fine. And Tim's a good mate, and he's got the second spot, and he thoroughly deserves that.
Well, you said after the cross country, you wish Superstition had gone clear. So you know you always want more, but I can see why, because you have so much faith in your horses, presumably.
Yeah, it is. I mean, and he gave me an epic ride. He's always disadvantaged being first out. He gave me a wonderful clear. It's greedy wanting three clears in the time and three clears in the time show jumping as well.
But you've got to put it into context. It's actually coming third with Roz doing what she did. I mean, there's not much anyone can do about that, is there?
No, I mean, thoroughly deserved winner. And, you know, the beauty of these big events, and Burley more so than anything, you can't fluke it. You can't fake it at this level. You can't bring a horse that's a bit of a misser. You can't have a rider who is, you know, doesn't really have that depth of ability, and not just technical ability, but character and resilience and instinct. And, you know, you can't do that across the three phases here at Burley. She's a thoroughly well-deserved winner. And, you know, it was great to witness that. And, you know, it's great to be on the podium again, you know, 2 years running. And I just hope one day before I die, I'm standing on top of it.
Well, I know it would mean a lot to you, but with all the team of horses you've got, do you feel that you are riding personally as well as ever to do give your team the best chance? Because it's not just about, you've got to be have that confidence, or as the horses instilling that confidence in you.
Yeah, and you know, I've got, you know, a team of horses we built up over 20 years, and you know, a lot of them have come from unbroken 3-year-olds and 4-year-olds we've had for sort of 10, 15 years. But I've got a team behind me, my two senior members of staff, Jess Errington, who's been with me for 17 years now, and Molly Parkin, who's I think done 11 years, and they are, I mean, so dedicated to the horses and to me, and I am to them. And my biggest fear would be to, you know, they are meticulous with everything and so dedicated. If I ever dropped the ball, I wouldn't forgive myself, because they work so hard. So it's about me really riding to my best to make sure that all of their hard work is able to come to fruition and get the very, very best out of each horse.
I think they might be pleased with the way you performed this weekend, Harry. Very well done. Enjoy that glass of Paul Roger champagne.
Thank you.
Harry Mead reflecting on his third and fourth and 12th spot with his horses. I mean, he has got this surfeit of riches, but as he said there, he doesn't want to let them down and he will not forgive himself. But actually, it was a terrific performance. You know, tough work, but he made it actually, Simon, look pretty easy with what he was doing. I thought the second cross-country run, after he got his eye in, my goodness me, how good was he?
He was absolutely world-class, and Harry has put in so much work as well, with not just the horse's fitness but his own fitness, to make sure that this week was a success. And I'm just so glad from that has come off.
Well, just, you know, third and fourth, that's not bad. 70-odd thousand quid's worth of prize money. But actually, I think it's the quiet satisfaction for him and his horses.
No, definitely. Harry works so hard and he's really built up a strong team of horses. You know, it's not always been plain sailing for him, so it's fantastic that he's had a week like this. You know, badminton in the spring wasn't quite how he anticipated it ending up, and it's just so great that he's finished third and fourth here.
Okay, as we wrap up our proceedings here on BHT Radio, we've signalled out the top three, four. Pick out then some other performances that you say I'm really pleased, whether it be the young combination, someone who's finally had something, a bit of luck running their way. So, Simon, single out two or three.
I mean, Alex Bragg's horse is, she's just...
Queen Diva.
Yeah, she's just wonderful. She's such a fabulous jumper, and she tried so hard this week. He should be so, so pleased with that. His cross-country round was absolutely phenomenal. So smooth, so easy, really, really good. And then Alice Casburn, Top Spin, that horse is just phenomenal. And they have got this incredible partnership where they just read each other so, so well. Their show jumping round was just, it was... really lovely to watch, and they went on very long distances. They took strides out everywhere, but you would never have known. It didn't look like that at all. It looked really smooth and easy. She was way inside the time, and the same on the cross country. Like, you know, she was smooth, and they just had such a, they were like poetry in motion, weren't they?
So we'll single out a couple of others.
I think Tom Jackson, you know, he's been so consistent now at five-star level with that horse, and it's great to see it getting another top 10 result. I think of the younger ones, Bella Innes Kerr had a fantastic ride and is definitely one to watch for next year. She can build on this performance and a hugely exciting horse for the future.
And there were obviously, there's people like Max Warburton, names that will no doubt be on the radar increasingly. A young rider, there was Susie Berry looking as if she's going to be building up a nice team of horses. There are some exciting talent lurking in the wings who were just starting to emerge this weekend.
We've got us Brits have got strength and depth when it comes to riders. We've got Will Zoetan as well. You know, some absolutely brilliant jockeys, and they're they're starting to bring horses through at to the top level and getting really successful. So I'm really excited for the future of the sport.
Well, it's been a fantastic weekend. Thank you for your company. Willa Newton and Simon Grieve have been part of our team here on BHT Radio. We've had a fabulous 4 days. The weather's been pretty kind in the end. One or two horrible showers around on the final day. But ultimately, we're really looking forward to this week in terms of the quality field and the level of expectation that what was going to be served up before the huge crowds that, as usual, descended to Burley to watch what was 4 days of brilliant sport. Thank you for your company. We are going to end here and now, but a big thank you to all the team who've brought BHT Radio to you. Without Rich and Pete behind the scenes and Sam, we would not be on air, but thank you for all the others, not only Willa and Simon, but also Ben Way was down in the wings, and also Ginny Howe out and about, and also Joe Tunis. I'm actually going to leave the last word to her, because she has had the honour of talking as Ros Cantor has had time to reflect on her success in the 2024 Burley Horse Trials. Bye from us all.
Well, here I am with the Defender Burley champion 2024. It's Ros Cantor, Lordships Graffalo, proving to be the champion we all knew he was. Ros, walking on air right now?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, no, it's a big, big box ticks and a dream come true. You know, I've grown up coming here. Every year I started with the Burley Pony Club team show jumping and did many, many years doing the young event horse class, not thinking that I'd ever get to the big one. So, and then taking All-Star B around the five-star, you know, it was my first five-star. And again, you know, I got to the finish, but I didn't think I'd ever be really competitive. So, yeah, to come back here and to tick the box, it's a really big deal.
Absolutely. Now, you spoke earlier in the week about the mental preparation for this weekend, the want versus the need. And, you know, you wanted this win, didn't you?
I really did, yeah. I've wanted it all week, and I've reminded myself of that before I've got on, you know, every day. And today, you know, the trophy for the cross country round, I didn't have time to get back down to the stables, and so I popped my earpods in, and I found some trees where no one was, and you know, I just reminded myself of why I wanted to be here and what I was doing it for, and you know, gave myself a bit of confidence that it was, you know, it was just another show jumping round, and I was sat on the horse I wanted to be on. So yeah, I kept at it all week, but thankfully I got it right.
I mean, there must have been a lot of pressure, because obviously you said it is your local event. You've come in off the back of the Olympics with Walter Lordships Graffalo. A lot of expectation from people all willing you to the win, but there's so many variables.
Absolutely, yeah. But I mean, I did have a good feeling coming into this week. I think I felt like I really, really made a bit of a breakthrough with this straightness and things only kind of a few days ago, really, kind of a week ago. And I felt very confident in my system. I knew what I wanted to get out of it. I knew how I wanted to behave, little things like that. I felt good. You know, I suddenly had a bit of confidence in how I wanted to perform and who I wanted to be. And I think that really helped. I mean, to top it off, I'm sat on Lordships Graffalo, so of course, you know, major part of it. But yeah, I was just really, I'm pleased, I'm relieved, and I'm grateful to him. But I'm relieved that I was able to give him the ride he deserved.
And then icing on the cake, a chance for you to reunite with your Paris Olympic teammates, your gold medal winning teammates, Laura Collett and Tim McEwen, and be applauded by the audience here who may not have been in Paris for your gold medal moment.
Yeah, that was good fun. It was good fun. Slightly odd, I have to say. Never kind of popped out of a discovery before waving a flag for a while. But and when you're galloping around on a horse, you kind of, it's more things to do. You can pat, you can wave, you can do all sorts of things. But yeah, good fun, and great that Laura could make it here. And yeah, they're just amazing, those two. You know, we've become great friends. You know, I think, you know, the Olympics has pulled us close together, and got a huge amount of respect for them. And so, yeah, all good.
2024 Defender Burley champion Ros Cantor, thank you.
Thank you.
Bringing you all the latest news, expert commentary and excitement. This is BHT Radio.